Let's bring you up to date now on the details from Paris and around Europe. More than 120 killed, hundreds injured critically and clinging to life from the ISIS terrorist attack in Paris. A Europe-wide manhunt is underway for a Salah Abdeslam, believed to be one of the eight ISIS attackers on Friday. Police say more than 168 raids and as many as 23 suspects have been arrested in wide sweeps that have netted explosives, weapons, and other hardware. New Islamic State video warns countries taking part in the Syrian airstrikes that they will suffer France's fate, and those videos threaten attack in Washington. Coming up, we'll hear from President Obama, who is at the G20 summit in Antalya, Turkey. But I'm joined now by Jonathan Powell, British Prime Minister Tony Blair's chief of staff from 1995 to 2007. He was Britain's chief negotiator in the Northern Ireland peace deal and author of Terrorists at the Table. He argues for a calculated, open-minded approach to taking on ISIS.
We're not going to defeat them simply by lashing out. I totally understand the emotion, the horror, the grief that arises after this sort of senseless slaughter. But we have to stand back and think coolly and calmly about how are we going to end this violence, not how are we just going to get revenge. So bombing them overnight, fine, that's no problem. But we need to have a coherent military strategy and a political strategy. And history tells us without those, we're not going to solve the problem.
Listen now to the words of James Stavridis, who's a former NATO Supreme Allied Commander, now Dean of the Fletcher School of Law and Diplomacy at Tufts University here in the U.S., speaking with the BBC. Is this the sign of someone standing back or an emotional statement, do you think? Listen.
I think there will be boots on the ground from the NATO forces, but I don't think that they will need to be at the level we saw in Afghanistan. I think NATO will probably start with special operations, much more focused intelligence, amp up the bombing campaign. If you put the Islamic State under, if you will, three-front pressure like that, I think we'll see they are not 10 feet tall. NATO can do this.
NATO can do this. They're not 10 feet tall. We heard some of the same kinds of comments pre-2003 and the Iraq invasion. Your thoughts on what the former NATO Supreme Allied Commander said there over the weekend?
Well, I don't totally disagree with the general. This is certainly not a conflict that's going to be won from 20,000 feet. There are going to have to be boots on the ground. The question is, whose boots on the ground are they going to be? At the moment, we're relying on Kurdish forces, both those from Iraq, the Barzani forces from the KRG, and on Syrian Kurdish forces fighting for the YPG. They've been very effective at driving Daesh or ISIL out of their territory. But what they're going to do is they're going to stop when they get to the end of Kurdish territory. And it's quite right they do so. We don't actually want them going on into Arab areas where they'd not be welcome. So whose boots are they going to be? Are they going to be the Shia militia boots from Baghdad? I don't think those would be welcome. And the example of what happened in Tikrit is disastrous. And who is going to be doing that fighting in Syria? So there do need to be boots on the ground if we're going to drive them out of that territory. And if we don't drive them out of that territory, there will be further attacks.
Final thoughts. Is the coherent strategy then to give Kurdistan its nation, use it as a basing staging area for NATO forces, also Turkey as a basing area for NATO forces, which it is already, and have some sort of permanent occupation of Syria and Iraq to prevent these kinds of rogue state attacks?
No, I think that just illustrates the need to have a political strategy. As I said, a military strategy by itself will not solve the problem. If we look back at the conflicts we've had with terrorist groups over the last several decades, or even actually a century, we always start off saying we'll never talk to these groups, we're going to defeat them and destroy them. And actually, if they have political support, we do not defeat and destroy them. We end up talking to them. So we need a political strategy that addresses the grievances, the root of this. The Sunnis in Iraq and in Syria feel disenfranchised. The sectarian Maliki government in Baghdad treated them abominably, and they actually welcomed ISIL as a change from that. We're not going to win them back again unless we have some sort of way of offering them a way back into Syria and a way back into Iraq, address their grievances. And in the long term, we're going to have to offer them a way of talking. It seems very unpalatable now, but without such a way of talking, we will not solve the problem.
Possible talking with ISIS itself. Jonathan Powell is Tony Blair's chief of staff from 1995 to 2007. Thanks so much.
Thank you.